It's October. It's Halloween. Heck yeah, you're listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast by ZoneBase.org. I'm Rob. We are in the main event of the year right now. It's totally October. October. And, you know, you spend all year looking forward to Halloween, and when it's actually here, you're like so giddy. And the thing is, all you can say is it's Halloween. You know, it's ridiculous, but that's totally what it is. It's October 2020. That's which episode of the show you're listening to right at this moment. I'm Rob. I just said that. And Transform Squadron is a podcast by ZoneBase.org, a blog about robots, monsters, and misadventure. And every day is Halloween, by the way, BTW. Every day. All year, I show spooky stuff. I post about spooky things. I'll put a ghost video. I'll put some weird paranormal crap. I'll talk about scary stuff whenever the crap I want. While talking about Transformers and Godzilla and He-Man and whatever else I will talk about at the moment. But specifically right now, it's Halloween, so we're knee-deep in just candy corn and pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and costumes. And I'm going to show you that school safety film 1,000 times because I love it so. And it's October, which, man, I'm just elated. I'm on cloud number 9, which means I am like super happy because it's my favorite time of the year. And I've got one more month. Then we got to put all this crap away. And that makes me sad. But it'll be okay because there's other things to love about the year until it's Halloween time again in June. So, that being said, I'm going to tell you guys about some cool Halloween stuff. But before I get to that, let me tell you about this kingdom I saw. Man, I kind of hinted around last month's episode about Kingdom because simply it was all leaks. You know, they weren't really confirmed. And until something's confirmed, it could be total bullcrap. And it wasn't. Kingdom's totally true. Kingdom's totally real. Kingdom is, for lack of better words, implementing Beast Wars into generations. And I don't mean, okay, we threw you a Cheetor. Okay, we threw you a Dinobot. You know, I don't think, not like that. I mean, you know, Rat Trap, Cheetor, Optimus Primal, Beast Megatron, you know, Black Arachnia, straight up Beast Wars characters in generations. Of course, Optimus Prime and Megatron are in there. You know, you got Warpath, a really good looking Warpath, and Cyclonus coming. So it's like a mixing of G1 Beast Wars designs and characters in there. And that's totally cool with me. And I'll tell you why. For those of you who were around back during Beast Wars, and I don't mean you were alive during Beast Wars. I mean you were in the Transformers fandom. You well know people wanted G1 and Beast Wars kind of together. Like, we loved Beast Wars, but we still loved G1. Now, there's some people who just couldn't stand Beast Wars whatsoever. And whatever, you know. But a lot of us, we were still content to have other Transformers in Beast Wars. That, you know, you had, hold on, let me get a sip of this Pepsi. But we would have loved to get odd G1 stuff in there. That's why Machine Wars was so cool when it happened. You know, it's not that we didn't love G1. We just loved Beast Wars while it was on. So Kingdom, it looks like you're getting a nice, healthy mix of both. And that's totally welcome. And I'm totally excited for it because they're really nice. They're really nice. Like, I am really, really loving that Optimus Primal. Sure, it's a throwback to the original design, but it's like an updated design. And he just looks sharp. Like, these are really good-looking toys, and I can't wait to buy them. You know, I'm a little sad that Micromasters and Battlemasters are going away. You know, they've been a part of Transformers since Siege. You know, we've got two series now with them in it. And if we keep going back to Titans Return, I've had some sort of tiny figure of that size class always available to me. And The name of the site is zonebase.org. Clearly, I have a thing for small Transformers. So them going away for a while is a little bit of a disappointment to me. A little bit of a disappointment to... Did you hear me just fall over those words? But it's a little bit of a disappointment to me. However, this is not the first time they've went away. There will be other small versions of Transformers available to me. So it is what it is. One such smaller version of Transformers that will be a very... I just said version and available at the same time. One type of smaller Transformer that will be available is the new Core class. Core class is kind of seemingly taking the place of the Legends, / basic, / scout, / smaller figure area. And that's what Rat-Twap. His name is Rat-Twap. Rat-Trap will be in that size class. Regular Optimus Prime will be in that class. And he looks great, by the way. They got these new guys called Fossilizers, which are taking the place of your guys like Ironworks and, you know, that, you know, take apart figure, turn into gun armor, turn into Micromaster base. Those guys, I forget the name of the... of the subclass, excuse me, called Fossilizers, where they are dinosaur skeletons that turn into robots, and they can come apart and become armor and weapons for the bigger robots. Those, they have those in all the classes, presumably. It looks like at least Deluxe and this new Core class of figure. And those look totally great. You, if you want to tell me I can get a dinosaur skeleton... Transformer, I'm there. If you're going to tell me there's a whole bunch of dinosaur skeleton Transformers, I'm not leaving. I'm there. I'm always going to be there. So that is super awesome. They kind of make me think of dinosaurs for a little bit, but they also make me think of the Bone Age, that old Kenner line, which I've talked about on Zone Base before, which was like dinosaur skeletons that could turn into things by, you'd rearrange the parts. You could take them apart and put them together. Like there's one that's like a giant alligator skeleton. You turn into a helicopter, that sort of thing. Cavemen, they're cavemen and these bone things they'd ride around in. And it kind of made me think of those two, even though I guess dinosaurs are the more associated thing to compare them to. Super cool. I want to see some glow in the dark ones because I have a thing for glow in the dark, as y'all know, but totally looking forward to those too. And you know, in those leaks, they said something about a Headmasters line, which may or may not be Titans Return molds, put into vintage esque, packaging with better. These are the rumors I'm hearing. I don't know how true they are, but like better paint jobs or whatever. Well, there I got my tiny dudes again. Maybe they'll put the little Titan Masters back out as part of that. And I would totally love that. I'd be there and I'd have my tiny guys back. And that's okay if I don't have them. That's what I'm holding out hope for. And if the rumor's false, well, then I guess I just had hope in a false rumor. Wouldn't be the first time. Totally looking forward to that because you guys know I love my Beast Wars and having it back's great. And I'm not even going to lie. There's like this old school excitement back in my veins just seeing these guys coming back out. Like I'm 42. To some of you guys, that's ancient. To some of you, that's like relative age. And to us of relative age that were around... It's stupid to say that you were around back then. Of course, you were alive. But I'm talking about if you were in the Transformers world then and you were all about the Beast Wars, you know, that just the pure excitement and joy that you had at that point. And it's back. And I don't know what it was. I think it's just that freshness or whatever. Or maybe it's just those memories and emotions that were in my head being a much younger person at the time are coming flooding back. Cause like, if you weren't around then, like maybe you weren't alive, maybe you're too small to know what it was like, or maybe you just weren't in the world at the time, in the fan world at the time, man, it was a completely different mindset in all of our heads. And I've never forgotten it, even though, like a lot of you, I've moved on. My head instantly flies back to that mindset, thinking about these dudes. And like I said, I don't know if it's this, just some sort of weird nostalgia for 20 years ago, or maybe it's just the way my brain works when this is on the shelves. But dude, like, I was excited thinking about these. And like last weekend, my wife and I were in here in the living room. She fell asleep on the couch. And usually we watch, we got a couple of YouTubers that do like top 5, top 10 ghost videos each week. And we're catching up with those. When she falls asleep, I wait till she wakes back up so we can watch the rest of them together. And she fell asleep during one. It's like, okay, we got others to watch. I'll wait. What am I going to watch in the meantime? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch some of those BotCon archive videos. And I watched the BotCon 96 one. Man, that was something else to watch. It was like they had the Kenner presentation where they were talking about what they had in plans for Beast Wars at the time, and also what ended up being Machine Wars. I don't know how much it was that guy just kind of talking out of his butt and bragging versus what they actually had in plans. Because history, you know, 20-something years later, we know what actually came out. But if that was actually on the drawing board, I wasn't in those meetings, were you? You probably weren't either, you know. But it's cool hearing that presentation again, like trying to like imagine what it was like being fresh-minded again. Like, whoa. Because some of that stuff you remember, that going through your head of just, wow, really? And then some of it you do forget, you know. And then, of course, going around the dealer's room and the stuff. It's really cool. Man, it was just like a different world back then. Like right now, it's easy to be kind of jaded about BotCon. Boy, those last few years of it, things went downhill. You know, it was hard not to get caught up in the negativity. I got caught up in the negativity, I admit it. I really wish I wouldn't, but I'm only human, you know? And the reason I say I wish I wouldn't, because one of the things I always say about fandom drama is it has nothing to do with why I like these things or why I would be involved. But like I said, I'm only human, and you get caught up in these things sometimes. So it is what it is. But boy, back in the heyday, like, there was only BotCon. For first off, there was no other Transformers convention. Men in Black put in, I think they called it TransCon. They did one or two of those, which was like a Transformers con, but they also had like a focus on Micro Man and stuff like that. Like, I think at the first TransCon, they had Marty Abrams from Mego there, because, you know, of course, Mego did Micronauts. That was a cool idea for a convention. A lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth about Men in Black. Say what you're going to say. I'd totally go to a Transformers Micro Man Hench and Cyborg convention any day of the week. Just maybe not. Try not to have anything to do with who's organizing it, you know, that sort of thing. But BotCon was really it. They were the first and the only thing for the longest time until about, I guess, early 2000s, yeah. And even then, that was still the name that came across your mouth, BotCon, or OTFCC for a little bit there after during the split years. You'd meet somebody, like if you met somebody at the store who's another fan, you'd be chatting. You go, oh, you going to BotCon? Like, I mean, it was just naturally what would come out of your mouth. And, you know, then you got TFCon and DairyCon and all these other shows started popping up. Little shows would have Transformers content, like, hey, like what we do with Toylana, we have Transformers content there. It's a general toy convention, you know. Other conventions would do stuff like that. There was more after a while, but for the longest, BotCon was it, and was just like the big event of the year for all of us. Even if you didn't get to go, you were checking out reports from it. You know, when people, you weren't like tweeting from the event. It wasn't something you did yet. But when people got back from the show, unless they brought a laptop and were logging in at the time and updating from it from their hotel room. If you didn't go, usually it's come Monday or so, or Tuesday, when you'd find out what happened. And usually it's by people posting their own personal reports of their trip to BotCon. And people posting what happened at the con on their websites. You know, your sites that you go to for news now, they would post news, but it wasn't like the only thing there. Like now, Transformers on the internet is like reviews, news, and fan conversation and like on like social media. There's still some message board use out there. I'm not saying message boards aren't a thing anymore, but like groups on Facebook or people talking on Twitter and all that has totally taken over as the main way people talk Transformers now. But back then it'd be like a message board or Usenet or something like that. Or I really like bulletin boards in the 90s. Stuff like that. And people would give their reports of what happened. And then you go to the websites and, you know, if they did Transformers news, of course they would have news like what Hasbro showed off there. They, back then, maybe 20, 30 toys came out a year. Here was the new ones they showed off. You know, here's the new Cheetor, you know. So it's totally, it's, you know, you go back to that mindset and it's a little hard now where you're like, you know, was it last weekend or whatever? Hasbro did PulseCon, which was an online con. You know, this year we got the pandemic, all the cons are online. And they're mostly, if it's a corporate con, presentations, a new product coming out. They might have designers talking in different, you know, virtual panels. If it's a fan convention, they got all these different video panels and there's chat rooms where you can talk or whatever and voice questions. And that's how it is. I can't help but think, even after all this is over, a lot of these companies might prefer it because, hey, I can either go fly out and set up all this stuff, or I can just hold this Zoom meeting, you know? But like while I was totally paying attention nonstop to Kaiju Con online earlier this summer, the Hasbro Zoom thing, you know, it happened while I was asleep. I knew when I'd wake up, all the news would be waiting for me. And it's so much more easy now. You don't even think twice about it. Like, hey, I guess it's San Diego Comic. I didn't get to go to San Diego Comic Con. What happened at the news presentation? Well, I can either try to figure out from Twitter because it's hard to get through Twitter, or I can just go to a news site. You know, Twitter, everyone's like, you know, retweeting the same handful of news and they're all chatting and stuff. Well, you go to the news site, here's a list of everything that happened there, you know. Back then, you just didn't have that. So it's kind of like my mind instantly went back to that thought process and watching those BotCon videos and just kind of living in the moment for there. Like, man, this was so long ago, but it's still fresh in my head. Like, I can still feel the way I felt back then, now, even though it's so far removed. Like, it's crazy how some things just don't leave you. And just looking at that, like, I can't wait to get these Kingdom toys. I'm assuming they'll ship at the beginning of next year, maybe around springtime, like Earthrise did. Maybe there'll be some bleed over. You know, Earthrise kind of got buried here, didn't they? Because, man, you know, like, I guess it's the smaller of the ones. But then again, with the Netflix lines at Walmart and wherever else are we carrying them, Earthrise stuff we'll see released there. But there's still some Earthrise releases coming out. So I guess Kingdom will be coming out shortly into next year. And when it happens, I'm going to throw down on the toy aisles and get every single one I want. You know, there's not going to be these being patient. Not like right now, I've got G1 Blaster. I ordered them from Walmart so I wouldn't have to hunt the toy down at Walmart shelves. And they don't push back the order till like next week. It's supposed to ship out to me next week. I've not seen Blaster sitting on toy shelves. And it's like, you know, I've got them ordered. You know, if they push them back one more time, I'll just cancel the order and get one of them off the shelf. No problem. But I'm like, you know, he'll show up. I'm being patient. I can be patient. This Kingdom stuff, there's no patience. I might hurt somebody. So if you see something on the news about Sasquatch laid someone out over a Beast Wars toy, Zone Base may not get updated for a while. I'll be in the big house. That's me. Sorry. But man, it's so exciting. It really is. And, you know, Beast Wars may not do anything for you. And that's okay. You're welcome to have your own opinion. You're listening to mine, and mine is opinion of pure joy and happiness. And before I get into the Halloween talk, let me talk about one more Transformers thing I saw. But first, hold on for one moment. Okay, I'm back. I had to take a little break for a second there. Sometimes you have to when you do these things. I don't know if any of you guys do anything like podcasting or videoing or whatever, but sometimes you just got to take a little break. But one more Transformer thing I wanted to talk about for a second was this new thing that I've been kind of hunting for a little bit, and I finally got to one of them this past weekend. And that Hershey's Kisses Treasure Surprise. Now, when the news of this stuff first popped up about a couple of weeks ago, you know, I shared it on Zonebase and was like, man, I want this. This is what I want. I want some of this stuff. And I've been trying my best to get them. What it is, it's a little cheap plastic treasure chest with a cardboard wrapper around it with the, which is the label. And it's Hershey's Kisses Treasure Surprise. Get it? And what you get is a couple of Hershey's Kisses and a toy. It's a blind pack toy, obviously. And it's a surprise to which one you get. And right now they're running a Transformers one. Ding, ding, ding. And this one, I finally found one after I've been, you know, I have the Walmart Plus thing. And before they called it Walmart Plus, it had another name. Essentially, I'm in a delivery area for Walmart to deliver to me same day. And that's how the wife and I do our groceries. We were doing the grocery app. We'd go pick up our groceries. And then later in the weekend, if we needed to go to Walmart, we'd go in there, you know. Since we moved, we're in a delivery area. And we just have our groceries delivered once a week. And, you know, of course, if we need to go back to Walmart, we just go in there. But so in the on the app for ordering, there's been 4 packs of these guys. And I've been putting one on there every week. Well, they never have them in stock. Great. And I go into the store. I can't find them anywhere. The wife, I gave up. It's just wait until I found them in a store. The wife found where they had individual ones for $2 a piece, individual ones on the app, and she threw one on there as a Hail Mary. It came. So I'm going to throw a couple more of these individual ones, I guess, on the app until I can get the multi-packs, because I was just in that same Walmart that they would have been delivering from Saturday, and I still haven't seen them in the store. So they are somewhere hidden very well. Maybe at the registers, maybe in the candy area. I don't know. I can't find them for anything. But like I said, they're little plastic treasure cases, little treasure chests. And inside you get a couple of Hershey's Kisses and you get your little toy. And like I said, I'm trying to get these Transformer ones. There's 5 of them in the series. I got Optimus Prime. They're very small. I don't really want to say they're Keshi because it's like a hard plastic. It's a harder plastic. It's not the rubber that a Keshi normally is. A little minifigure. They're based on the Authentics designs, which you gotta kind of expect for general license stuff to have. That's why they're on like birthday cards and those little dollar plastic cups you get and stuff like that, because it's meant to be, and it's the Evergreen Transformers design. Get it? Evergreen's not the name of the line. I wish Transformers news sites wouldn't have ever heard that terminology, because they keep calling it Evergreen. It's basically meant to be this will be on the birthday cards type of design, you know. And I know Optimus and Bumblebee and Grimlock are in there. I forget the other two as I'm recording this. I'd like to get all 5 of them. And I'm going to try my best to, assuming I can get them. They can't be this hard to get. It's got to be just because they're new and they're harder for me to find right now. But this is great. You guys know me. I'm all about the blind toys. I'm all about the blind bags. So this is perfect. This is an awesome little thing. They are about the size, judging by my Optimus here, of those little figures that are at Dollar Tree. You know, you get the little blind. Well, it's not a blind bag. You know it's totally what you're going to get. You got the little baggie. It's got the G1 box art on there. And you got the little figurine inside. It's exactly that size. My Optimus is jointed at the waist. He can swivel there. I don't know if that's intentional or just the way the figure is assembled. They're that size. And it's totally cool. And this was $2 for the little capsule. That kind of seems expensive. But considering I was buying that little bag figure for $1 a piece, and this is $2, and I get a couple of Hershey's Kisses in here as well. I really like Hershey's. I said Hershey's. Wow. I really like Hershey's. Wow, there I do it again. Hershey's chocolate. I really like it. I know I'm not. Some people look down on it. They're like, that's not real chocolate. And I'm like, I like it, okay? Get over it, dude. So that's a good deal to me. It seems a little expensive considering the size of the toy, but you got to remember, you're getting some candy in there too. And it's not like, a lot of times with blind toys, it's like some oddball generic candy like gum that's either rock hard or doesn't really taste like anything, or some little cheapo sugar candy or whatever that sometimes tastes good, sometimes tastes like a mothball. You get Hershey's Kisses in here, which is a good candy. You know, it's this candy I've always loved. Clearly, a lot of people do too, because it's everywhere. You know, so it's not too shabby. Speaking of blind toys, and I'm slowly working my way into Halloween here. The wife and I were at Party City this past weekend looking at their Halloween stuff, because, dude, it's our time of year, y'all. And Party City is an excellent place to go to, assuming you got a good Party City. My wife says the one in by where she grew up with only had costumes when she was a kid. And all the ones by me were like this, where it's almost like walking into Spirit Halloween. That's how much stuff they have. So I was like, assuming you don't have one of the crappy ones, Party City's awesome to go to at Halloween time. And speaking of Transformers and Party City, if you go to the licensed area where they have like the party hats and party balloons and all that for kids' birthday parties, they have some really cool stuff there. Like I always, if I'm there, I'll make a point to swing into that aisle, because you never know what you'll find. It'll be something like, I remember one year I got these little toy game cubes that made Nintendo noises when you pushed a button on them. And they came with some candy inside. It was meant to be a candy dispenser, but he was buying a toy GameCube. You know, they have like really weird, cool stuff there for licensed, like party back stuff. And the Transformer stuff, like, you gotta kind of expect it either be a generic version, like the Transformers Authentics are, or like if it's Batman or Spider-Man, it's gonna be just generic Batman or Spider-Man, probably not based on the newest movie or anything. You know, they'll have like Jurassic Park, but now it's Jurassic World, but just says Jurassic World, not the newest movie or whatever. That's what you gotta kind of expect. You know, Minecraft, Super Mario, They stick with the standard ones, what you expect to see. Steve, Mario, Luigi, a creeper. When it comes to something like Transformers or Power Rangers or something like that, it's always just a touch behind. Like, for example, their Power Ranger selection was Ninja Steel, not Beast Morphers. And Beast Morphers is almost over, so I'm assuming the Beast Morphers stuff will be there soon enough. But for Transformers, this kind of blew my mind, because, you know, you'd figure it'd be Robots in the Skies or Cyberverse up there, or Authentics, because that's the whole point of the Authentics, is to be just generic Transformers for this kind of stuff. It was the Prime stuff. It was Transformers Prime. It was Transformers Prime and Beast Hunters. Still there, which blew my mind, because that's like 2010. Well, hang on. Transformers Prime started in 2010. That's why we're getting the 10th anniversary little sets in Hasbro Pulse this year, or I guess next year, whatever. But that toy line didn't really start hitting until the end of 11. And that was like those preview figures. The main line didn't really start till 2012. And then Beast Morphers was around 2013. That's a long time for those party hats to be sitting there. So that was kind of a surprise to me. They had some movie stuff now. I'm not going to say it was all there. They had Transformers movie stuff, but it was like generic Optimus, Bumblebee, not like Dark of the Moon, Revenge of the Fallen, The Last Knight, Bumblebee. It wasn't those. It was just Transformers logo, Optimus and Bumblebee on the party hat, you know. And some of that there too. It was really totally a surprise. Like, cause like I figured it'd be stuff from the Bumblebee movie or like I said, Cyberverse or Robots in Disguise or something like that. So that was really neat. They had these cool little skateboards and little Rubik's cubes for like 50 cents. I grabbed me a couple of them. I grabbed some for Sean that'll eventually get sent to him whenever I find a Slitherfang I promised to get for him. See, I told him I was getting him a Slitherfang because he couldn't find one. He's found three by now. I'm still getting him a Slitherfang. You know, he'll one day this is going to happen. Even if it's years from now, he just randomly finds a Slitherfang sitting in like a pile of blood on his porch wondering how it got there. It's like, I made things happen. Someone might have died. I got you, Slitherfang. Here it is. But I grabbed him some of those too because I was like, he likes weird stuff like I do. Well, he has a level. I think he's more normal. I don't think he's like trying to figure out how to make his own Bumblebee slushy. Because those were really good when Sonic did those for the last night. And I'm trying to remember, like Quick Trip has all these different varieties of slushy and they encourage you to mix and match them. So I'm trying to figure out from their recipe how to recreate those Sonic slushes. I've got problems. But that's what they had at Party City. But with the Halloween stuff, because see, we're getting into the subject here, guys. Let me tell you about these Keshis I got. Now, just like Target and Walmart and all that, Party City had all the little goodies for a treat bag. And, you know, we always look through them because they're super fun. And my wife's made these awesome treat bags to give out to trick-or-treaters for the ones that have, like, particular allergies or maybe just would want candy instead of toys that come trick-or-treating at our place here at the end of the month. She's already made those. We're getting candy next. And we have to buy a lot of candy because we'll probably end up eating most of it ourselves, admittedly. I mean, yo, Sour Patch Kids, I feel like those have a chance staying around very long. But they always have the gift bag stuff in it. And they'll have individual stuff. They used to have the individual where you can like just fill up a little baggie or whatever, but now it all comes in like bags of like you get 10 or 12 or whatever for a dollar. And you'll have stuff like the erasers, which look, shaped erasers are Keshi. That's where it comes from. And then later they started making them out of different types of rubber. Keshi Gomo, which is eraser figures, okay? They usually have the pumpkins and the ghosts and all that. And so far I pretty much snatched those up. Same with Christmas. They'll have Christmas shaped ones too, but that's a different holiday. We'll get to that later. You wait your turn, Santa. But so I was kind of looking, expecting to have the same ones I always see. And they had this amazing bag of little eraser Keshi figures. OMG. Let me tell you guys about these. I don't even know how much I paid for this. I was getting them regardless. I'm a restrained person, or I got all of the bags. I left some for the other children. So I got my bag. I had 12 of them in here, four of each figure. Great. Wonderful. These wonderful little sculpted little figures. Let's start. I had a black cat because it's Halloween. It was a two-parter. It had two pieces. Like, you snapped its head on. That's usually, like, nicer Keshi territory right there, son. And might I add, these had paint on them. These were painted. Like, the premium Kanooka Men figures, where they're painted. This is what I was getting in this bag. Yeah, it's serious. They were painted. So I had a black cat, had a ghost. The ghost was really cute. Had this little vampire, who at first I thought was a devil. Because he's, like, red skin and he had a black suit on, but then I noticed his little Dracula fangs and he didn't have teeth, so it's a red skinned vampire. You know, when you get a vampire, usually they're of course pale or they'll be green or purple or something like that. He was red. That is cool. That is neat. So cool. But the star of the bag, they had mummies. They had these mummies in there. There were these wonderfully sculpted figural mummy. Oh, and they had like green skin poking out of their bandages. These were just wonderful little, oh my God. Let me get a drink. Whew. Getting a little verklempt. I do love Pepsi. Oh. Whew. Those mummies, man. That's good stuff. I'm looking at my cat asleep over across the room from me, wishing she understood how important these little mummy figures are. They're good stuff. But also, while I was there, Party City has a great blind toy selection, because they're perfect for party bags. Also, at a store like Party City or like Bed Bath & Beyond, what have you, they'll have blind toys as a way to have a parent shut their kid up. You know, they're at Party City, they're getting tiki torches or the stuff for the graduation party or what have you. Shut up, kid, here. You know, that's what they're for. But they have a really good selection of them. They have like a whole just ton of them. Like, they have the Star Wars helmets and all sorts of cool blind bag stuff. Well, Funko makes good blind bag stuff. They have this great Paka Paka line, which is like these cute little mini vinyl figures in capsules, obviously meant to look like they come from a gashapon machine or whatever. They have a spinoff of that line called Boo Hollow, which is a Halloween series they put out this year, and they are wonderful. They come in orange ball capsules. They got, of course, cool Halloween-y packaging for Boo Hollow. My wife and I both got one. There's these two trees in the line, or supposed to be spooky trees. One's black, I forget his name, and one's a birch tree where it's white. She got him. I think his name was just Birch. And then I got, is a little girl dressed up as like a witchy vampire. Like, she has a witch hat and bat wings, you know. And on the little included pamphlet, it tells you which ones are rare and common. And mine was a common, but there's a rare version of her that's like glittery. And I think the one my wife got is a step up from common, like a little more hard to get, you know. And I got this one I'd really like to get named Phineas. And he's like he dressed up as a wolf man. Totally need to get that. I mean, if this is your thing, if this is something you're interested in, check them out. We found them at Party City. I can imagine Target or GameStop would have them. I saw them on Amazon. Totally check these cool dudes out. Little tiny art vinyl style figures. If you buy Funko blind packs, you know the sculpting style. Check them out. They're totally rad. Now, last month, I was all about the lead up to Halloween. Every day, it was about the lead up to Halloween. Well, it's October, meaning it's Halloween night. It's time. It's the main event. It's Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. It's pizza on a Friday night while watching Terminator 2. You're there, man. You made it. It's the main event. Halloween night. I'm going to tell you guys about some of my favorite Halloween costumes. Now, one I always talk about, and I'll talk about it again because this is the cream of the crop Halloween costume I've ever had. If you could see me right now, you'd know my hand is held way up in the air to elaborate how cream of the crop this costume was. And that was my Paws Halloween kit werewolf, the Wolfman. And I told you guys about him last time. So we're going to talk about two I haven't talked about so much. Now, my best favorite Halloweens ever was third and fourth grade. Third grade, I was that Wolfman. Fourth grade, where I had the biggest candy haul I ever had, I was some bullcrap. I'll straight say it. I was some bullcrap. So, one of the traditions you have at Halloween is the horror robe. Horror robe. That's how it says on the package. It might say evil monk robe. It might say scary terror cloak. But usually it says horror robe. And what it is basically a black robe. Ta-da! And usually it's made of garbage bag material. These days you can get them out of that cheap cloth, where it's like a cheap stretchy cloth that you can kind of see through. But back when I was a kid, and back when you probably were a kid too, and you could probably still find them readily, if that's a word, at a cheaper store. Back in my day, these were more commonplace. You'd get them at Walmart or the drugstore or whatever in a bag. And they were made of the same material as a thick garbage bag. And, you know, they usually came in black or dark brown, maybe both. The horror robe. Well, I had one. I had one left over. It was actually left over from my brother. Because he, starting, 1983, he got a Gamorrean Guard mask from Return of the Jedi. And that Halloween, he just wore it with like a flannel shirt. The following year, he got this horror robe. And every year, he'd wear the horror robe and that Gamorrean Guard mask. And he wore that for several years until he was done trick-or-treating. That was his de facto Halloween costume. Years later, actually 2 years later, he's done trick-or-treating. He is a teenager now. He's too cool for school. Little brother finds this horror robe, who in his mind thinks this is like part of the premium costume ever, because y'all should have seen this thing. He had like a Gamorrean Guard with a robe. Scary. Here was this robe, and he said I could have it if I wanted it. So I was going to wear this horror robe, trick-or-treating. But what am I going to be? I told you guys about my affinity for Halloween makeup earlier. I wanted some kooky spooks. If you know what kooky spooks are, well, first they were costume kits. You'd get the costume kit. It was like a smock with an inflatable thing that went on your head, and you put makeup on that matched it, and you were the kooky spook, or like an alien or a monster or whatever. But later on, they made kooky spooks makeup kits. And first you could get, they had characters. They had mummy face. They had a monster face. They had devil face. And what they were themed makeup kits to look like the character. These were like evergreen when I was a kid. You saw them every year. They'd switch up the packaging each year to make it more new. And then you'd also have the generic makeup kit for the whole family. Like, they expected the whole family to share this makeup kit, I guess. Or the whatever, like Dracula makeup kit or whatever. They had those two, usually store brand or whatever. I was going to be a kooky spooks because I already had the horror robe. Like, if you saw the commercial, they'd say, put a robe, wear a robe with it or a sheet. I already had the robe. Time to be a kooky spooks. You know, you had mummy face. You had ghost face. You had, you know, you get my point here. What it would be the color and then the accenting colors to be the rest of the costume. Like, you know, the mummy would have green skin and yellow to go around the eyes and stuff. The ghost would have enough to make like a skeleton ghost face, and you could even draw some little skeleton teeth on if you were artistically enabled. And Kooky Spooks was bold because Halloween makeup always dries on your face and starts cracking. Like, it's going to dry, that's how it doesn't smear off. But like 9 times out of 10, it starts cracking as it's drying. It kind of flakes off throughout the night. They had the gall to include that as a selling feature. They're like, and it crinkles and dries and looks old. They look even creepier throughout the night. They had the gall to sell this cheap crap's going to crack and fall off your face by the end of the night as a selling feature of this stuff. Now, here's the thing, though. No matter what character kooky spook you got, you were going to be a solid color face with the other color around your eyes and maybe on your mouth. It didn't matter. You were mummy face, you were ghost face, you were vampire, you were Dracula face, you were one eye, blue eye, blah, blah, blah. You were going to be that color with rings around your eyes. And if you didn't have Kooky Spooks and you had one of these other kits, it didn't matter if it had a tiger on the package. It didn't matter if it had a devil on the package. It didn't matter what. You were going to be a solid color face with the black makeup in there around your eyes and maybe on your lips. Solid color face, black around your eyes, maybe on the mouth. And you're pairing it with a horror robe, or maybe a sheet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the official Halloween costume. Because no matter who you are, this is going to be your costume at least once. Solid color face, black around the eyes, maybe on your mouth. Robe. Are you a ghost? Yes. Are you a Dracula? Yes. Are you a devil? Yes. What are you? A Halloween costume. This is the official Halloween costume. No questions asked. You will be it once. That year I was it. I had a Kooky Spooks makeup kit, which resulted in a white face, black around my eyes, and it was on my lips for as long as it didn't melt off me saying trick or treat and talking, because we all know Halloween makeup is gone in an instant, and you sweat it off before the end of the night, and it tastes horrible. So, but this was like the best Halloween. I had my trick or treat bag, because you know your trick or treat bag is important. You either get the pails. Some kids did the pillowcase thing. I don't know what's up with those guys. Or you got a bag. You can go to the store and you could get a bag. It's like a dollar. Usually have those little plastic handles. Usually it'd have the facade of snapping together to close it. No one closed that thing. It only closed once for it never closed again. Like if you got it closed, you probably tore it trying to open it up. That bag. It'd have like a witch or a Dracula or whatever. More often than not, you probably got the free one, the grocery store or like the Pizza Hut handed out, where it was just a plastic bag with some scary stuff on it and then an advertisement for the said place you got it at on it, like Pizza Hut or Kroger or maybe some local charity like the Lions Club or whatever, where Lions Club, here's the address if you want to join. I don't know what they do. It was probably one of those. And what you took, because they'd always telling you, you needed some reflective tape. Because let me tell you about trick-or-treating. You're dead meat. If there's not razor blades in the apples that you're not going to eat anyway, or there's needles in your candy bar, or drugs, there's never going to be drugs in your. Drugs are expensive. They're not going to give you drugs. But if there are going to be drugs, but you need a flashlight, you need a glow stick, and you need reflective tape. There's no question about it, because let me tell you something. You're walking around in the street. You're on the sidewalk. Maybe you're on the street. Hopefully it's well lit, because if it's not well lit, that reflective tape ain't doing crap. That car is just going to run you over. A car is just going to run you over out of nowhere. It's going to come flying up and just plow right over you. And I know this because of every single school safety film. I post like 50,000 of them on zonebase.org through this time of year. I might post one tonight. Now, part you have to say, hey, is it Halloween? Do you think kids are going to be on the street? Should I be careful? Yes. You know, you drive home from work. They say, hey, there's a wreck on I-85. You say, you know what? Maybe I'm going to avoid I-85. Halloween night? Nope, you're just going to drive through full speed through the neighborhood. Not even thinking like, hey, is that the Wolfman? Boom, 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 boom. Guess it was. You're just going to keep going, apparently. Something about wearing a Halloween costume makes you completely invisible to headlights and streetlights. It's the truth. It just is. You're completely invisible. So you need reflective tape and like a glow stick and maybe or a flashlight or maybe both. You can't be too careful. Don't even plan on carrying your bag of candy. Carry a spotlight with you so these cars can see you, because you're invisible. I'll be honest with you. That Halloween costume renders you invisible. They no longer see little Timmy. They see the Wolfman. Hey, I gotta run him over. He's the Wolfman. So you got to have your reflective tape. And your trick-or-treat bag is where that mofo went. You put a, you, because you know someone gave you one, some of these reflective stickers. You get, once again, it's probably like Pizza Hut or McDonald's or whatever. Yeah, slap that crap on that bag. Slap it on there. Now you're safe. So I had my giant bag. I think it was from Godfather's Pizza. And reflective tape. And this is the first year I went trick-or-treating without my cousins or my brother. It was all mine. Knock on the door. Trick-or-treat. Oh, you must be Dracula. Yep. Handful of candy. Knock, knock. Trick-or-treat. Oh, you must be a ghost. Yep. Trick-or-treat. Happy Halloween. Handful of candy. Because if you're there with a bunch of other kids, that handful of candy is now split among all the people there. When you're by yourself, that handful of candy is going in your bag. Get out of here, kid. And they're going back to watching Night of the Living Dead and a six-pack of Coors. I was fatigued. I was tired. I was a small child carrying a bag completely full of candy. It was heavy. I remember at one point, because my mom and dad were walking with me, they took me out, and they carried it for me for a little bit, and they were like, "Jeez, I had so much candy, it didn't all get eaten." You know, you usually eat all your Halloween candy within about a week or two. You know, you save those peanut butter chew things for last because you're like, "I really don't want to eat those," but by the time you're like, "Well, it's still candy," or for me, it's also the Tootsie Rolls. It's like, man, Tootsie Rolls. You know, the flavored Tootsie Rolls are one thing. Regular ones is like, man. Although if you see a Tootsie Roll in the candy machine, you usually buy one. I don't know what's up with that. I couldn't finish it. I think after a while, we ended up just... I still had a bag by Christmas. Like, it was a ton of candy. It was nuts. But I remember what was so weird. We got home. I went to go take a bath. And my Kooky Spooks had melted and went down my Rude Dog t-shirt onto my belly. But there's still plenty of it on my face. And I remember being amazed. Because, you know, something, when you take a shower or when you take a bath and you see how filthy the water is, if you're really dirty, I don't care who you are, you kind of take note of it. Like, wow, really? But when you're a kid, you're like, oh, wow, you're excited to see how dirty you were. I got out of that bathtub, looked around, and I saw gray water. All that Kooky Spooks made, that was probably not healthy. That's what came off. But that was a great time trick-or-treating. And I got the most candy I ever got. It still wasn't as good as that Wolfman costume. But I have to talk about this. Because this costume was miraculous. This was amazing. This was the most serious business it had ever been until that Wolfman costume. In kindergarten, I was a three-headed skeleton. Yeah, no kidding, right? Metal, right? Yeah. All right. So that year, that particular year, this one brand of Halloween costume was the complete hotness. And after that, it just vanished off the shelves. It didn't come back. And this costume was called Clone Heads. Don't ask me to spell that, because I don't think it was spelled how you think it would be spelled. And a Clone Head costume kit, you got a plastic smock to wear. And on both shoulders was an inflatable head. You see, the smock would have the decorative costume for your body. And your head would be through a hood to make you match the rest of the costume. And on each shoulder was an inflatable. You know, you blew it up, which was so much easier to do then than now. So I had to blow up a pool float a couple of years ago. And then I went to Walmart and bought a pump. It was much easier to blow something up back then. Each head was an inflatable head to match the one you had the makeup to make yourself up as. So therefore, you would have three heads of the character. Now, to my knowledge, there was three clone head costumes. There might have been more, but they escaped my attention at the time. And honestly, if you Google it up, you don't really see that much of it. It's kind of, it is, I think Dinosaur Dracula found one of them. I think that's like it, as far as what it was on his package too. There was a clown, an alien, and a skeleton. I was a skeleton. And let me tell you something. I was bragging about that skeleton to all the kids in class. Like, what are you going to be? I'm going to be Barbie. What are you going to be? I'm going to be G.I. Joe. You know, the little Collegeville smock and mask costumes. That's what they were going to be. I was like, I'm going to be a three-headed skeleton. Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, this was serious business. So, we're getting ready to go trick or treating. My brother, he has Gamera Guard mask on. Now, I remember we went to my aunt's house because we were going trick-or-treating with my cousin, who, she was about maybe 3 years older than me. So this was one of her, getting close to one of her last years. I think she stopped trick-or-treating before my brother did. My brother, you know, he put his Gamera Guard mask on. He has flannel shirt. And because the Gamera Guard's a pig, my mom and my aunt gave him a pillow to stuff up under his shirt so he'd have a big old belly. And we were putting my cousin also had a clone head costume. She was the clown. I was the skeleton. I also don't know who got the alien one. It was pretty crappy. It was just like yellow and blue and kind of looked like he had a mustache. It was kind of, honestly, it was kind of crappy. When you look back, I think that's the one Dinosaur Dracula had, because that's probably the only ones that were left behind that no one bought. So he was able to find one of those easy, because everyone bought the skeleton or the clown. Well, she was the clown, which had three blow-up inflatable clown heads, and her head went to the little smock, and she had clown makeup on. And I was the skeleton. Serious business. Serious business. But the had the cool skeleton body smock. Some jeans and some Reeboks, because you gotta wear Reeboks with a skeleton outfit. It's just the rules. A skeleton head on each shoulder. My head through the white smock with the hood. Skeleton makeup. It's 2020, and let me tell you something. From 1983 Halloween night to 2020, business has never been more serious than it was that night. Because I was a skeleton with, count them, three heads. Trick or treat, knock knock. No, they knew I wasn't Dracula. Oh, it's a skeleton with three heads. You know, you knock on a door, you can be the Wolfman, you can be Frankenstein, you can be G.I. Joe. That old lady's going to say, oh, you're Dracula. Miss Edna knew I was a skeleton with three heads. Halfway through the night, I became a skeleton with two heads. Because the clone head's Halloween costume, turns out, wasn't made of very high-quality material. And by the end of the night, your inflatable heads would have sprung a leak and deflated. And they did. So halfway through the night, I was a skeleton with two heads and a shriveled up one hanging off my shoulder. Don't worry. At this point, my cousin's clown heads, both of them done gave out. Mine lasted longer. By the end of the night, I was a skeleton with two saggy, deflated prunes hanging off my shoulder. But I was still a skeleton. They knew what I was. They're like, oh, you're a skeleton. Some crap hanging off your shoulder. I swear, this was awesome. We got our costume. You know, excuse me. We got our candy. We trick-or-treated. And for a special treat, we stopped by McDonald's for Happy Meals before we went back to take our costumes off. This was good stuff because at the time, there wasn't a Halloween-themed Happy Meal. Shortly before, they had a Hot Wheels-themed Happy Meal where they were real Hot Wheels. I don't mean like the plastic ones that come in Happy Meals. They were real on the card like you would buy from Walmart Happy Meals you got in your Happy Meal. Hot Wheels that you get at Walmart in your Happy Meal. I think I said that backwards. And they'd have a clothesline across the register. Which one do you want? That one. Well, by Halloween, because you guys know these are franchises. They were going to sell all these dang Hot Wheels they had before they moved on to whatever else was next. By Halloween, all they had was orange van. So we're all sitting there with our orange vans. And I don't mean Halloween orange either. I mean like some guy smoking a doob listening to Aerosmith at the beach, colored orange van. Why was that a Hot Wheel? It was. We're all playing with our orange van Hot Wheels, eating our Happy Meals. But you want to know something, guys? It was awesome. Because I was a skeleton with three heads. Then two. Then one. You know, come to think about it, that's probably why clone heads didn't last long, because they're pieces of crap. But it was a great idea. I mean, I couldn't see to my left or my right. You know, one of the things you need to do when you're being safe trick-or-treating at Halloween is before you cross the street, you look to your right and to your left. Or you can look to your left and then to your right. Or you can look to your right two times and your left once. It really doesn't matter as long as you got equal coverage. So if you're going to look multiple times, make them matter. Make them matter. Because I'm telling you, you're completely invisible to a Chrysler LeBaron or something. It's just going to mow you down. And you're going to cross the street, and here comes a Honda Acura. A Honda Accord. Is there a Honda Acura? Or is Acura? Acura is its own thing, right? Yeah. You're dead meat. Reflective tape. Flashlights. Glow sticks. Floodlight. Spotlight. All the lights. Maybe you'll be safe. But you look both ways. I could not do that with my clone head. Because I'd look to my right, there's a skeleton head. I look to my left, there's a skeleton head. Halfway through the night, look to my right, there was the street. Look to my left, there was half of a skeleton head. He was already deflating. These things were crap. It was really awesome crap, though. Like, it looked cool. I remember it looking much cooler than it probably looked in person, because realistically, my skeleton face was just probably white with black around my eyes or whatever, but it was cool because I had three heads and they look like skulls. So that's why you don't see clone heads anymore, because people are like, man, piece of crap came deflated on my kid before he even left the house. But if you can find them, I wouldn't buy one because it's probably like biodegraded by now inside that box, but it was a really cool costume. That was like one of the coolest costumes I had ever, because in my mind, I'm still remembering my classmates' faces when I told them what I had, and the oh, because like the next day I was just back to, you're stupid, shut up, you can pick your nose, booger face. But for that one night, I was the most metal kindergartner in that classroom. You know, the other kid had like a mask in the other classroom, but you don't know, you know, like that kid anyway. But you know what? Halloween is that. Halloween is like those awesome memories, but not just those. They're also the memories you make every year. Like, you know, as an adult, obviously I'm not trick-or-treating. If I had kids, I'd be taking them trick-or-treating. But like, I'm like, buying all these cool Halloween shirts and decorating my yard and trick-or-treating kids and going to Halloween things. Halloween is special no matter if I'm an adult or if I'm a kid. And that's why I look forward to it so much. It's my favorite time of the year. I love this stuff. I don't want to put it away at the end of the month. I'll have to, because we got to put the tree somewhere. You know, I live in the now. I live in the real world. I understand part of what makes it special is that it only comes once a year. But once a year is like half the year. It's always, you know, all year actually, you know, I post ghost videos, I post paranormal, I post spooky stuff. I'm watching My Language for Brian Kilby right now because this show is not hosted on my site. It's hosted on his. I post this stuff all year. And for me, Halloween starts in June, but specifically Halloween, Zone-based Halloween starts in August. And we got 1 month left of it. So if you could go to zonebase.org, I'd really appreciate it. Check it out. I'm posting Halloween stuff all month, as well as my regular stuff. And if that's your thing, the rest of the month, you're totally in for it. And I don't ask for a single thing except for you share. You tell your friends about it. You say, hey, check this guy's site out. That's all I ask. If you don't like it, why are you there, man? What are you doing? Don't understand. But if you like it, tell a friend. And my name's Rob, and you can find me on Instagram at RoboRobSpringer. Now, this podcast, while it's the podcast of ZoneBase.org, the site I just talked about, the podcast is hosted on the TF Radio Network, which can be found at www.tfradio.net. And you can check out shows and showtimes there, as well as the various ways to support the network. And if you did, Brian Kilby is going to just tell you how much he loves you. But I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here and be honest with you guys, I'm going to take a nap. I got to go to work tonight. So you guys, I hope you have an awesome Halloween. It's my favorite time of the year. I hope you like it too. If not, I guess it's almost over. I don't understand these people don't like Halloween. What's wrong with you? But man, let's all go trick or treating together. Let's all do it. You guys tell me what you are for Halloween. Go ahead. Send me a message. Thanks everyone for listening, and I'll be back next month. Bye.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Happy, happy, follow me.
All those lucky kids with silver shamrock masks, hurry home for the big